All right, what's up, everyone? It's Luis from Koenig Wheels, and we are back for another Behind the Wheel podcast, and we have one of the most, one of the dopest track, on the track, hill climb, SCCA champ over here. We got my man, Sherwin Paquet, in the house. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good, man. How's
good
everything?
Good to finally be here.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to see that, you know, you guys got the booth out. I know last time I came last year, my car's in the Exidy booth. I was hoping you guys were able to come out, but, you know, circumstances didn't allow it. So
there's a lot more years
this year. Yeah,
there's a lot more years, and you've been working really hard on that build. It's one of the most solid Evo 10s that I've seen out there. So
thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, but tell me about it. So we're at SEMA. It's 2022. We're in Las Vegas. How are you liking the event so far? What have you seen that you like so far?
To be honest, you know, someone just asked me that question. They're like, "Do I have a favorite car at the event?"
Yeah.
And I think I do. I haven't seen every car.
Okay.
But the one car that stands out to me the most is that car that Chris, Oscar, and Kyle from B is for Bill built. The one-seater. The Mustang.
Oh, the Mustang.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that thing. That thing is...
The rear... The with their engine in the back. That thing is... It's not the... It's not that it just looks amazing.
Yeah.
It's just that I'm a person that I really appreciate the process.
Yes.
Because that's where you learn. That's where you grow from your failures and everything. And they, you know, there was a lot of roadblocks for them.
Yeah.
So I watched the series online.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to see it here in person, I was like, man, like, respect to those guys. I would actually like to meet them one day. I've never met them. But...
They'll be here tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Oh,
that
really?
Car over there is actually their car too.
Oh, right, there. The
R69. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
so they'll be here tomorrow, 1 p.m.
Yeah, all right, so through, I'll come by. I definitely want to meet them, man, because that car is amazing. Like, they made it with tape.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
And for me to just like it's just wow.
Yeah.
It blows my mind, and just the process of it. So for me, not to take away from any other builds at SEMA, because everyone went through their own processes and stuff, but you know, just watching their process, it's just amazing. I felt like I was kind of a part of the build, but not a part of the build, which is sort of what they go for.
Yeah, yeah.
So I can appreciate that, you know? And they're one of the reasons why, like, some of the content that I make on my YouTube is sort of because of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would love to one day grow my channel to there, but, you know, I'm not touching anything they're doing, really. But I just, that's my car for this year.
Yo, it's funny because I was telling someone before, when they were, even this car itself, you remember the show Cat Dog?
No. Oh, wait.
Remember Cat Dog? It was like half cat dog. And like one part of the dog, there was a dog.
Yes, yes. And it was a cat and a dog.
So I always tell people, the same people who thought of that show is what B is for Build is. They just think of these like obscure cars.
Out of the box.
You know what? I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And then
do it. Yeah. Like, and they do it.
And you're just like, wait, how did you do that? Down to like shredding down the car to making their own fabrication to just putting it together. And then you see it happen. That car, the one that you're talking about, the wideness of this car
is ridiculous.
Longer than my arms. Like,
even.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just, it's a crazy thing. So those guys are really doing some crazy stuff. A lot of people, and the crazy thing is a lot of people hate on them. And I think
really?
It's just, yeah. I think
why?
I think it's just because they can't do it. And they, you know, it's a lot of purists, you know what I mean? And it's okay to be a purist, you know? I get it, you know what I mean? Keeping the integrity of a car, I get that part of it. But at the end of the day, if you're a car guy, I think you just love it all.
Yeah, 100%. Because everyone, there's a different niche for everyone.
Exactly.
And, you know, you got the slam the guys, you got the, you know, guys who just... They just want to have the car.
Yeah.
You have the guys who want it race car. You got the guys who want it show car.
Yes,
you got the guys who want it for just, you know, to just beat up or just spirited drives and just want to kind of garage queen it or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really think there's nothing wrong with any of it.
Yeah.
It's just to each his own.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Honest, I respect everybody build because, you know, that was your dream. That's what you wanted to do.
Yes, sir.
So I can't take away from it. But what I, you know, don't necessarily, I'll say that, I don't hate on it, but I don't condone it. It's like that whole, like, craziness with, like, the takeover nonsense. That's...
You all, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
That and we actually did a whole podcast about how, to me, that's a totally different thing.
Yeah,
that's
saw that podcast.
You know, that's not, we don't condone that in any capacity.
Yeah,
at
definitely.
At the end of the day, that's just, like, some crazy people stuff, you know?
Yeah, and it really just kind of ruins the car company.
Yeah,
I mean, the car community.
Absolutely. Yeah. I 100% agree with that, man. It's just one of those things where you can't condone it, you can't deal with it.
No.
You got to be, and it's disrespectful to even the car community of itself.
100%.
To call yourself a car enthusiast and do stuff like that is sad.
No, it doesn't compute. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Like, there's a time and a place for everything. And if you want to do that, like, you know, build a drift car or something.
Yeah.
If you want to do stuff like that, build a drift. Learn how to do it properly.
Get legit with
it,
man.
Don't, you know, injure someone.
Absolutely.
Or kill someone.
Absolutely. It's sad, man.
But yeah, man. Like, anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Obviously, you're here. Let's talk about Sherwin Paquette. One of my favorite things about you is that you do a very different thing than a lot of people do. You do the hill climb, SCCA. Tell us a little bit about that. How do you get your car prepared for a series like that?
To be honest, I actually just filmed a YouTube video on what I do to be able to, like, what I do to prepare myself for a hill climb.
Make sure to check that out. What's the what is the YouTube channel?
Win It Motorsports.
There you go. Plug.
No, but so it's my car is kind of straightforward.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of people see it and they think, oh man, it's just really like it's got like 900 wheel horsepower or something like that, because it does really look pretty aggressive. Yeah. But it's not. I chose to keep the motor stock and just add bolt-ons.
Nice.
The reason is because it's very easy to take a credit card and just swipe and put $10,000 in a motor. Very easy.
Yes, sir.
For me, I wanted to learn to become a better driver. Mm-hmm. So my thing was maxing out my own limits and the car's limits at where it is now.
I love
that. The only thing I upgraded was suspension mods, bushings, and tires.
Okay.
So I can get the most maximum amount of grip from the car as possible. Mm-hmm. And if I need any changes, I'll talk to the suspension company. For instance, you know, I was just at Fortune Auto's open house, and I'm actually going to change my spring rates for next year.
Okay.
Because I need a stiffer spring rate.
Okay.
Because the roads that I run on it, they're unpredictable.
Yes.
As opposed to like track.
Yes.
So, you know, that type of improvement year in and year out at like a steady power band or lower power band, the improvements in your drive, in your, I guess, driver mod is like phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And it'll pay dividends when you do add power to the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen so many people where, you know, and it's not to take away from them, they've added, you know, 800-900 wheel horsepower.
Yeah.
And one out of the car breaks so often, because if you build that car with how much power, the car wants to go.
Yeah.
It's not for a start and stop and stopping at red lights and all this in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like on like a daily driver type of thing.
Yeah.
So you got to run it.
Yes.
And then I see people build cars and they just sell it right away. It's like, what was the point of building it?
Well, and the sad part is unfortunately a lot of these builders don't know what they're doing.
Sadly.
Sorry, calling it what it is. It's true.
Sadly, you know what I mean?
So it's like they end up pushing it to the limit. And all of a sudden they're constantly repaying for new parts and new things and new situations. When at the end of the day, like, look, these cars, these performance cars are built for performance. It's okay to do what you're doing at the end of the day, and it works. The Evo 10 is a car that was built for performance. Why push it to the limit where you're breaking parts and all of a sudden you're
it doesn't
you're
need to yet. You
exactly.
Have fun. Get seat time.
Yes, sir.
Because yeah, what's up,
Sherwin? Why would you chop up a final edition Evo as your project?
That's a very good question. Okay. A few people have actually asked me that. I just don't care.
That's a car guy's question. I mean, that's a car guy's answer.
Listen, man, I'm gonna die. I bought the car to drive it.
Hell yeah.
So nothing against guys who keep it in their garage, but I'm gonna drive it till the fucking wheels fall off. Pardon my French.
Let's go.
But yeah, I guess for me, I just, you know, it was just a driver mod and learning to become a better driver. And I've learned so much at the power band that I am.
Yeah.
So I think in time, which is what we're looking at this year, is to build up an engine, but build it up on the side and keep the engine that's in the car now running. So to answer your first question is, how do I get prepared? Don't do much.
Yeah.
You know, check the oil, check the brakes, check the brake lines, check the tires.
Nice.
Because I did make a mistake in one event and didn't check my tires and I crashed. Mm-hmm. And so never doing that again.
Yeah.
So tires, definitely, brakes, fluids. I check to see if there's anything loose, any suspension components loose or anything. Like the last time I came back from Shenandoah Circuit and Summit Point Raceway,
nice.
I gave the car once over and I realized that one of the end links was disconnected.
Mm.
And on my very last run of the day, which was my fastest run of the day, I ended up getting second place, you know, for the weekend overall. The car, like I made a left turn and I felt the car push.
Mm.
And I wasn't sure why. And I was like, okay, why is it going this way? So I just kind of like, you know, course correct. And it corrected. Yeah. But I was really asking myself, why did it do that? And lo and behold, it's because an end loose came loose. But if anyone's been to Shenandoah Circuit, there's a carousel at that track.
Yeah.
And the entry to that carousel isn't exactly the smoothest.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up from that straightaway, you know, probably at like 110, 115, and you're going down and you're slamming on the brakes. And so that entry is rough.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I think that is what caused it.
Yeah.
And so it's very important for me to just check all those components. But for the most part, I don't have to do much. Sure. Just fluid checks, brakes, tires, and I get as much seat time as possible. You know what I mean? When I'm at the track, when I'm at the hills, air pressure, suspension, you know, whether it be stiffening suspensions or even have to lower it or whatever, it's not much. Yeah. And this is why I like to keep it stock, because you get it from the factory, it's made to drive.
Sure.
And so I don't really have to do much except just drive it.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, it looks aggressive, but, you know, I drive it. And you know what's funny? A lot of guys with, like, double the amount of horsepower of me, like, I've been able to kind of keep up with them from that driver mod I spoke about earlier because, you know, I kind of got more familiar with my car, and as opposed to having power kind of bogged me down or, you know, I don't know if I can use bog me down as that term, but kind of impede me because I don't know how to handle the power.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I've learned to handle the power that I have.
Well, and also seat time is important. I'm sure you're getting it, so for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's really what I do to prepare. It's a long answer.
So, all right, so we're going into 2023.
Okay.
When it comes to your program, because we were talking a little bit just before this on some of the plans that you have coming forward, what can we look forward to when it comes to Showroom Paquette's program? What are we looking for, you know, where's the Evo 10 going next? What you got going on, man?
I made a short list. I still have to add more, but I guess I'll start with we did get Sawbelt on last year.
Nice, nice.
And so we got a custom suit made for them from them and whatnot. And so this year, because the car will be at PRI,
nice.
So we're in talks with them to get, you know, the whole car kind of outfitted with Sawbelt, with steering wheels, seat, new harnesses. Because my harnesses, they will expire this year.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get that set up for the interior. What else? We got a whole bunch of stuff from Radium.
Nice.
Last year, we got it in February. I actually just made a small apology video for Radium. Because, you know, they did send this stuff out, but I didn't have an indoor garage at the time. And working in the Northeast in New York, it's cold. And that's where I typically work outside on the car.
Yeah, we've seen where you work, man.
I couldn't really do much.
Yeah.
So I, just made like a small video. I have to post it, you know, apologizing to them for not, you know, getting stuff on the car. Because I just didn't want to seem as if like I'm just one of those guys who take stuff and not, you know, do anything with it. So we're going to install all the Radium stuff, you know, add, you know, some more fuel things to it, maybe get a little bit more power.
Sure.
And try to keep it to where it is. And more or less, just improve on ourselves and our times. Because we have all our times from last year, and just improve from that.
Absolutely.
Like, because the goal for me is just to get better, like, than what I was. Nice. You know what I mean? So that's...
And we're looking forward to it. Like,
thank you.
You've already gotten to that point where we have a great relationship with you, and you know, we're obviously going to keep supporting you because we think you're doing a great job, man. And each year I see you progressing, you know. It's like, and you say it. Some people say it, you know what I mean? And don't do it.
Right.
You know, you're one of those people that each year you're doing more and more, and you're very on top of making sure that your sponsors are taken care of. As far as for us, you're always contacting us. You're always showing us content. You're always throwing us pictures, images,
thanks, man.
Tagging
us. I appreciate
us.
That.
So
thank
that's
you.
Very important when it comes to our sponsorship. You
thank
know?
You.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime, man. I understand, you know, even before I even got a sponsor, that it's a two-way street. And it's one hand to help the other. You know, if the company's going out of their way and, you know, having faith in kind of, you know, handing you their product, I think it's only fair that, you know, you take some time and you, you know, picture, video, you know, tag them. Yeah, those are little things, man.
Yeah, it's not a lot. Yeah.
Like, when you think about it, like, the cost of a wheel, it's a lot, right? If you were to purchase it, like, you know, off the shelf or whatever. But all they're asking you is for photos, some tags. Like, it's not difficult.
Awesome.
You know, like, I found that I can't get a camera guy to go with me and take photos and video of me at the track. So what I did was I bought my own camera and I learned how to edit from photos, the fundamentals, and I would just take my own photos and I'll tag it and I would add it to my website, like my blog of, you know, the event I just went to, and it would have my results. It would have the photos from there, and I would...
Attention, you need to call. Day 3 of SEMA 2022 has come to an end.
Oh, it's over.
It's a wrap. No. Yeah, but, and I would like to send that link out to my sponsors so that they can see these are the results. This is what we've done this year. And, you know, if they want any photos, sure, I'll send it to them. You know, I'll put everything in a Dropbox and they can just have free run or whatever photos they want. Again, it's not necessarily something hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just take the initiative.
I try to tell people that all the time. I'm like, even sometimes taking pictures from your phone, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Like, some people literally will send us nothing. And it's like, you know, okay, so that's the reason why sometimes we have to be so hesitant. We have to 100%. Be more vetted, you know what I mean? And make sure, like, we can work with this person because we've been burned. And I'm sure vice versa, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, even for the driver, the company has to play their part as well. That's the reason why, you know, for example, I send you an email. Hey, Sherwin, you got anything going on? Let's work together. Hey, I'm coming over to you. Let's do some video. And I do that with everyone. You
right.
know, because at the
right.
end of the day, it's a partnership.
100%.
I'm playing my part. You play a part. And that's 100%. How we make a symbiotic relationship.
100%. You know, and with the car going to PRI, I actually was going to send you an email this week saying, hey, the car is going to PRI. Is there anything you'd want to display with it?
No,
if there anything you didn't want to display with it? Like, what? How can I help, you know, maybe display some stuff, whether it's... like something that you've done, like, it doesn't matter. Anything I can help, you know what I mean? If you guys aren't going to be there, then I'll be a representative there for you.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime.
So to conclude the conversation here and the podcast, you're in Vegas, man. What are you doing tonight?
Yo, I don't even know, man. Like,
you just got here yesterday.
I got here last night. I ain't go to sleep until like 3 in the morning.
Oh.
We was going to like different hotels, but I'm staying at Caesars.
Nice. It's a nice hotel, man.
Yeah, it's a very nice hotel.
I saw it, man.
It's a woo.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first time over there. I was like, oh, man.
Yo, I was surprised too when I saw it. I was like, it's literally a palace, bro.
Bro, like, yeah, you know, I ain't going front. I was tempted to walk up to the front desk and pull some hangover shit. Did Caesar live here? I didn't think so. Like, you know, that type of shit. Like, I was tempted. My girl's like, don't do that. Do not do that. No, but I don't know what I'm going to do tonight, man. I know the friends I'm here with, they want to go to, I forget what restaurant it was, to get dinner or whatever.
Yeah. There's a lot of good food in Vegas. I might be very surprised.
Yeah.
You know, like, because we live in New York. New York is like the center of the world.
Oh, so yeah. It's melting
there's
pot.
There's great restaurants there, but everywhere we've been here so far, it's been good too, man.
Very much so. Like, have you guys been to Rouse?
No. But I know some of our teammates have. So.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Yeah. I went there last year. It's so good.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. But I will say, though, this time around in Vegas, I'm staying away from the clubs, man. Last year, bro, when I won that, I didn't even sleep. I think we went to like 8 different clubs.
I was just telling them. So we're staying at the Virgin Hotel.
Right.
And all these, if you haven't been to Vegas, everywhere in Vegas has like, stuff to do in the hotel as well.
So
there's so much to do. So in our hotel, there's actually a club, and I went there, and we got a little tipsy and whatnot,
right?
And we ended up like there was like a dance battle going on, and I'm
you
like,
got back in it.
I got in it. I was like, lost to a girl twerking, but it's all right.
Oh my god, you could have cut that out, man. Don't put that in there.
it's a good time. All right, cool. So you're gonna just chill out and have dinner? That's always
a good
thing.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see, man, because a few people are telling me they're gonna go to Topgolf.
Okay.
So I might check that out.
Nice.
But yeah, that's pretty about it. I'm just trying to chill this. I didn't bring no dress shoes. I didn't bring no suit, no nothing. Last year I came with like 4 blazers, dress pants, Chelsea boots. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
But this time, nah, good. I'm chilling, man. I'm only here for 3 days and I want to relax.
I get you.
Although you can't really relax in Vegas, but
we're gonna try your best.
So. Yeah, yeah, man. Just keep it chill.
Yeah. All right, Sharon. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. We're always appreciative.
Thanks for having me, man. Always, this is like the spur of the moment thing. I loved it. It just worked out perfectly.
Well, that's what I was telling. Sometimes it's just you just have to have conversations. Sometimes we try to look for topics and stuff, but sometimes you get better stories when you just riff it and have fun. And
yeah, 100%, 100%, 100%, man.
Appreciate it.
Oh, and like. I forgot to add this to next year. You know, I really would love to approach Jordan Brand. You know, we got some connects there, so we'll see. We're just trying to make the connection.
We'll clip this out and make sure we put like a giant Jordan logo.
Yo, seriously, 15 right?
15 seconds? Yo, yeah. Jordan, what's up?
Jumpman 23, get on it. No, we're just trying to make the connection between Jordan Brand and Grassroots Motorsports. Because I know they're in NASCAR, but there's an audience for them in Grassroots Motorsports, and you know we believe that, you know, there's something that it could be very beneficial moving forward.
I think you're a great representative for
brand. So. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. I'm Luis from Koenig, Sherwin, Paquette.
Yep. Peace. Catch me on Winning Motorsports on IG.
Get him.